Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Creating Basic Charts and Graphs. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Data Visualization and Insights in the Data Analytics for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the different types of charts and graphs, how to create visualizations using tools, and best practices for effective visualizations. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create basic visual representations of data that effectively communicate your findings to stakeholders. Main content types of charts and graphs. Charts and graphs are essential tools for visualizing data and making insights easily understandable. Here are some common types you will encounter. Bar charts, useful for comparing quantities across different categories. For example, if you want to compare the revenue generated by various financial products, a bar chart can visually represent this data, making it easy to see which product performs best. Line graphs, ideal for showing trends over time. If you are tracking the performance of an investment portfolio over several months, a line graph can illustrate how the value has changed, helping you identify patterns or anomalies. Pie charts, best for displaying the composition of a whole. For instance, a pie chart can show the percentage of total expenses attributed to different categories like marketing, operations, and salaries, providing a quick visual reference for budget allocation. Scatter plots, these are perfect for showing relationships between two variables. For example, you might use a scatter plot to analyze the correlation between advertising spend and sales revenue. Understanding the purpose and appropriate use of each chart type is crucial for effective data visualization. Creating visualizations using tools. Creating visualizations can be straightforward with the right tools. Many software options are available that cater to non-technical users. Here are a few popular tools. Microsoft Excel, a widely used tool that allows you to create various charts and graphs easily. You can input your data into a spreadsheet, select the data range, and choose the desired chart type from the Insert tab. Excel also provides customization options for colors, labels, and styles to enhance your visualizations. Google Sheets, similar to Excel, Google Sheets offers online capabilities for creating charts. The advantage is its collaborative features, allowing multiple users to work on the same document in real time. Tableau, a more advanced tool for data visualization, Tableau allows you to connect to various data sources and create interactive dashboards. Although it has a steeper learning curve, the results are highly professional and insightful. Canva, while primarily a design tool, Canva offers templates for creating simple charts and infographics. It is user-friendly and great for marketing presentations where aesthetics matter. Choose a tool that aligns with your comfort level and the complexity of the data you're working with. Familiarizing yourself with these tools will enhance your data visualization skills and efficiency. Best practices for effective visualizations. To create effective visualizations, consider the following best practices. Keep it simple. Avoid cluttering your chart with unnecessary elements. Focus on the key message you want to convey. For example, if you are displaying sales data, ensure that the sales figures are prominent and easy to read. Use appropriate scales. Ensure that your axes are properly scaled to represent the data accurately. Misleading scales can distort the message and lead to incorrect interpretations. Choose the right colors. Use colors that are both appealing and functional. Ensure that your color choices are accessible to all viewers, including those with color blindness. Consistency in color usage can also help convey meaning. Label clearly. Always label your axes and include a legend if necessary. Clear labeling helps viewers understand what they are looking at without confusion. Test your visuals before sharing your visualizations. Test them with a small audience to get feedback. This will help you identify any areas that may need clarification or improvement. By following these best practices, you can enhance the effectiveness of your visualizations and ensure that your data stories resonate with your audience. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've covered the essential aspects of creating basic charts and graphs. We explored different types of visualizations, how to create them using various tools, and best practices to ensure their effectiveness. By applying these concepts, you will enhance your ability to communicate data insights clearly and effectively. As you move forward, remember that the power of data visualization lies in its ability to make complex information accessible and actionable. Reflection questions: which type of chart would you use to compare the performance of different financial products, and why? How can you leverage a tool like Microsoft Excel or Google Sheets to create visualizations for your data? What best practice do you believe is most critical for ensuring your visualizations effectively communicate your message?